Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Cat Stevens. Right before that, we heard the Wonder Women of Country with Another Broken Heart from a forthcoming EP. And joining us now live on the telephone is one of the Wonder Women of Country, Kelly Willis. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad. It's very hot up here in the Catskills. Where are you at?
I'm in Austin, Texas, and it's very hot here, too. I was kind of hoping that it might be a little break up there. But
unfortunately, no. But, you know, that's okay.
It's lovely. I'm looking forward to getting up.
Yeah.
Up that way.
Now, Kelly, we've been fans of yours here at 98.1 KZE for quite some time, and we've been playing your solo music. We've been playing music with Bruce Robeson as well.
Nice.
So I just wanted to let you know that we're fans of Kelly Willis, and thank you for your contribution to music.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. And, well, I know for a little while you took a little bit of time off to bring up your family of four children.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to do, and it's super hard. I can only imagine, like, trying to hit the road and promote a new album with four kids.
I did try to retire.
Yeah.
After I had my twins, and then I realized that it was just too much fun to make music, and it was this joyful part of my life. So I didn't really make a lot of records, but I did continue to perform in Texas a lot.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't hit the road, and I didn't put out new material. It was a lot to have to you know, work at night and then raise babies in the daytime.
Yeah. So I could see, like, if you had a gig in Austin where you live, it's a little bit easier. You can have the hubby or somebody watch the kids, and you can go out and play. Mom could have a night to herself and leave everyone behind. Which,
but we'd get home at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and then have to, you know, babies, they get up at 6, and you do too. So it was a rough few years there.
Mm.
But it was, I'm glad it all happened.
Well, according to the news that I have in front of me, you and Bruce are no longer a couple.
That's true. We split up right after the pandemic, like a lot of people did.
Mm.
But it's a very friendly breakup.
Well, that's good.
Luckily.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. And you are both sharing
together.
Records together and children together. So, well, it's cool that you can end the relationship, but still remain friends and, you know, take care of business if you have to.
Well,
you know, that's a personal stepping stone, and I just wanted to mention that because we have been playing both of your music and Cheater's Game and other albums that you guys put out together. So
thank
I just
you.
Wanted to at least give
well,
a little...
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, I do still think that's some of the best music I ever made. And when I'm out on the road now, I do bring those records with me at the merch table. I'm proud of them. I'm not going to suddenly pretend they didn't happen. So I appreciate that.
Well, me too. And I just figured it's personal, but I just figured I'd give the listeners a little opportunity to have a little insight behind what you're going through these days. And, well, you're on an upswing as far as I'm concerned. You're making some great music with Melissa Carper and Brennan Lee. And these are two very talented folks. And to have the three of you together is quite a treat.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm having the time of my life. I know that's a saying, but I actually really am. It's the most fun I think I've ever had in a band.
Mm.
And unexpected, but just really been delightful. These two women are so talented, and I've had to really up my game to be on stage with them. I've never played guitar for other people, you know, usually. Even with Bruce, if he was doing a song and I was just doing the harmony part, you know, my guitar wasn't that important. There were five other people on stage. But with the three of us, you know, I've had to, you know, be sure and deliver for them on their on their songs, and it's been so much fun, and I've really loved it.
I bet the challenge for you is something that just keeps you driving for more.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's so fun to have something you haven't done before and to try to get it right and then feel like you did.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. Where you yourself internally, whether you say it outward or not, can say, I just killed that.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Well, now you, Melissa, and Brennan, are you playing just as a trio or do you have accompaniment?
It's just the three of us. Okay. Melissa plays the stand-up bass. I play the rhythm acoustic guitar, and Brennan plays lead acoustic guitar. So, I mean, she plays a lot of things, but when we travel, she almost always just brings the acoustic guitar, but she's really a great guitar, badass guitar player.
Yeah.
So it's just the three of us.
Well, it must be real fun to sing with these ladies as well. Your harmonies, well, they blend together beautifully. So was that part of the chemistry? Is that why you figured, like, let's do this? Because you all started singing together and it just worked? How did this come about?
Well, we were on a couple of shows that we were co-billed on. And they were Brennan shows that Melissa was playing with her by chance on those two shows. And I just saw them and was kind of mesmerized and a little jealous. I was playing in this big loud band, which I love. I love being in a big band too.
Cool.
But I felt like I had some material that I never get to play that would really sound good the way they were playing. And just had a little trio. And so I just reached out to them and said, do you think you'd be interested in doing just a little run of song swaps, but where we perform as a band and not, you know, individually. And when we did them, they were so fun and kind of, it just felt a little bit magical to us. And
nice.
More gigs just kept getting offered, and we were just having such a good time. We took them all, and it just took a life of its own.
So this time around, one of the stops is at Hardeman Orchard's Music in the Barn series. The Wonder Women of Country are pulling in to Red Hook, New York this Thursday at 8 o'clock. It's the kickoff of summer with Kelly Willis, Melissa Carper, and Brennan Lee. And we are so excited. How come you're only doing a very small run this time?
Oh, my gosh. Between the three of us, everyone has so many solo things scheduled.
Gotcha.
And Brennan and Melissa both have new records out, so they're busy touring solo for those things. And so we just get these little pockets that we put the trio in.
Well, we are so happy that you're coming to Hardeman Orchards in Red Hook. And what do you have in store? You have a 6-song EP that is coming out soon. So that's not going to carry the whole night.
No, and that's actually out, and we'll have that at the show for sale. We have it on vinyl and CD, but it did just recently come out.
Okay,
but we'll definitely do those, and then we do material from our solo records.
Ah, cool.
You know, a nice selection of either our favorites or things that we think are really nice as the trio. So it's a nice little mix of older stuff and new stuff.
Well, I am looking forward to the event. I can't think of a better way to kick off summer officially than being at Hardeman Orchards in the Barn with the Wonder Women of Country. And again, that's Kelly Willis, whom I'm speaking with, Melissa Carper and Brennan Lee. And Kelly, I've been informed that before the event, there's going to be a very special thing going on. And John Hardiman from Hardiman Orchards has arranged for two-step Texas line dancing instruction.
Ooh. Which,
we can't beat that. So at 7:30, there is a Texas two-step dance lesson that comes with your admission. So you can learn how to dance and then execute it at the show.
That's my favorite dance, actually. I mean, it's universal. It's just so, you can do it to anything. And it's just sweet.
Well, there you have it. And folks can learn it if you don't know how at 7:30. The show starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful time of the day. The heat will come down a little bit. We're in an orchard in a big, beautiful field in a big open barn. It's going to be an amazing night. I just highly encourage everyone to join Kelly and I at the barn at Hardiman Orchards this Thursday. And again, two-step Texas two-step line dancing instruction at 7:30. And then you can actually use the steps you learned all night long.
That's right. I love it.
Yep. So next time, well, not you, Kelly, but anyone goes to Austin and you learn the Texas two-step, you could just call it the two-step.
Mm-hmm. It's two-stepping.
Yeah.
You can do it anywhere.
Well, Kelly, it's always a pleasure to see you play and to hear you on record. And to talk to you is just another treat. So thank you for your time, and thanks for all the great work that you've given us so far. And keep it up, Kelly.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Thanks for playing the music. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Knock 'em dead, and I'll see you Thursday.
Awesome. Thank
you. All right. And again, the show is 8 o'clock. In Red Hook, Hardiman Orchards. Visit HardimanOrchards.com for further info. Kelly, how can folks keep tabs with you online?
Well, of course, my website is KellyWillis.com or WonderWomenOfCountry.com, or, you know, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, even though Twitter's rapidly fading away. But, I'm on all those places.
All right. Well, good luck with your invisible plane and your golden lasso with the other two women. And carry on saving the world through music. We love it. All the best. And we'll talk to you soon, Kelly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back right after this.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus.